This is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. The opinions and views expressed on this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. You can access this show live or going online to KUCI.org. Good morning. This is In the Garden Show, produced by UC Master Gardeners, and I am Katrina Kirkaby, your host for the hour. This week's topic is going to be so much fun. Prepare to have a good time. It's OC Fair time, and the theme of the fair is Farm Fresh Fun. And today I have with us two incredible people. I have Kathy Kramer. She is the CEO of the fair. And I also have Terry Moore. And Terry is the Director of Communications. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. Kathy, let me first start with you, Kathy. Kathy is Chief Executive Officer, and Kathy joined the OC Fair and Events Center in January of 2015 as the CEO. Kathy is a board member of the Costa Mesa Chamber of Commerce, a board member of the nonprofit Home Builders, and is part of the International Association of Venue Managers, Fair and Amphitheater Association. Oh, my goodness, committee. I have so many things that you have done here. You have... You were recognized as one of the 100 most influential people in Orange County in 2016. Kathy comes from a diverse background in nonprofit, government, and not-for-profit organization, holding key roles in areas of strategic planning, sales, and marketing, venue operations, production, major events, and corporate sponsorship. I can go on and on about all the things that Kathy has done, but you're in your third year now?
Yes, this is my third fair.
Third fair, and she is just doing so much fun stuff with the fair. And ladies and gentlemen, today is the reason why I wanted to do this show is because we all know about the OC Fair, but what we don't always know about is what they're promoting more and more is a subject called Farm Fresh and Fun, and that's the theme of the fair this year. And how perfect is that for In the Garden? Kathy, could you tell us a little bit about the fair this year?
You bet. Thank you for letting us share all the great things that are happening at the OC Fair this year. As you mentioned, our theme this year is Farm Fresh Fun. And in that, we are educating our fairgoers about their food and fiber. So education and experiential related around that is throughout the fair. This fair theme, Farm Fresh Fun, is specific to the 2017 fair. And it's part of a three-year strategy for us to really bring more agriculture education to an urban environment. So next year we'll have a different theme in the following. But again, just to align and educate our urban fairgoers about all the opportunities and the history about where we came from as a county in agriculture.
You know, I don't think a lot of us know about the history of OC Fair. Could you give us a little bit about that?
Well, this is our 127th fair. For those of you who really want to talk history, the land we sit on today was part of the Santa Ana Air Base. So from that, and we'll talk later about one of our new educational assets, Heroes Hall, that's open, but I'll save that for a bit. So you can see not only are we about in the grounds all around us, as many Orange Countyans know, used to be orange fields and strawberries, but this is a way for us to let the folks that didn't have that experience come and learn about that.
You know, when you were first talking to me about this, I felt like a little kid just jumping up and down. As you know, everybody knows we do this show called In the Garden, mm-hmm. and that's what we're doing today. And summertime, we talk about things to do with the kids and things to do with our families and getting out and doing things, and there's always a connection with our garden and nature and agriculture. And last week we were up at the Getty Villa and we did a really neat interview there. And this week is something fun that I thought we could talk more about what's going on at the fair. You tell us a little bit about what everybody kind of knows about the fair, but then tell us some special things about the fair.
Well, as we talked about this with the theme Farm Fresh Fun, we have opportunities to, we're bringing kids, celebrity chef children that have been on various TV programs, well, for a day of interactive demonstrations. We've got a olive competition, first ever California olive oil competition. So not only can you not only can you purchase some of these award-winning olive oils, but they have a myriad of bottles of olive oils that you can sample, all coming right from our own backyard in California.
Now, will they be doing any presentation? I want to back up on a couple of things about the olive oils. Will they be doing presentations on olive oils or talking about them? Or are they going to be there for you to try taste testing?
Yes, absolutely. As you're doing the taste testing, the proprietors of this company are there talking about the different, how they came up with the different, many of the olive oils are infused flavors, and they take you through the whole production cycle in doing that. So it's a very interactive.
And educational.
Yes, educational. Speaking of interactive, I was happening to be in the OC Promenade, and that's where most of our culinary programs are located, the other last week when we opened, and they were doing home canning demonstrations. They were teaching fairgoers to make refrigerator jam. So if you're not ready to try the home canning method with the hot bath boils and those things, and I happen to know about those because I grew up in the Midwest, so I know what that's like, but to make it more urban friendly, if you wanted to make a jam, for example, teaching you that you could make this great jam and preserve it and keep it for up to a month in your refrigerator without going into very complicated if you weren't. Yeah, that was kind of your introduction into home preservation.
That's what it, that was part of the UC Master Gardeners, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And you all, the UC Master Gardeners support us year-round from gardening programs. We talk a lot about, you know, the fair is open for 23 days. The year-round opportunities, when fair's not going on, various Saturdays throughout the year, we have an opportunity with that great partnership to come and do all kinds of things from, again, back into home preservation to pickling to gardening. When I first arrived, I attended a succulent class. And I got to tell you, anything that will hold water and dirt, I have succulents in now. So I love it. And they multiply like crazy, too. I'm giving trimmings to all my friends. So I become a true gardener myself.
Yeah. You know, it's coming down here, and it's wonderful that they have, I know a little bit about the UC Master Food Preservers. Mm-hmm. And you could come down and you could learn from them. They're really patient people. They'll teach you how to make freezer jam. They'll answer your questions. And then they have a website that you can go to and find out more information. So a lot of these things will come down to, and it's kind of like a taste, isn't it? Where you can just try things out, and then if you want to know more information, you'll be able to find out more information or delve into the different projects.
And yes, Katrina, I would call it a taste, and I want to be perfectly clear, we can't taste the
we
product.
Can't taste.
Correct.
Thank you. Thank
I wanted
you.
To clarify that for our listeners, but absolutely, it's an introduction, and even though I have my own personal experience of home canning from growing up in the Midwest and having very large gardens, you were able to. I picked up several pieces of collateral for recipes and continuing that. So I'm very excited after fair for personally for me to take that journey and learn more about that as well. So absolutely, this is a taste, if you would, to introduce you into these different things around agriculture. And where does your food come from? And even though, I like to say, even though you don't, I think sometimes as urbanites we realize, well, we don't have a big backyard. How do I do that? You can do raised beds. I say if you have a postage stamp, even if you live in a townhouse, if you have a patio, you can grow your own herbs. You can grow vertical tomatoes. You can do so many things where you can feel like you're getting knowing where your food's coming from. And I have many, many containers of herbs. I just go right in the kitchen and snip them and add them to my recipes. So I think it's really letting people know, don't be overwhelmed by gardening. We can all do this. We can all make a difference and know where our food comes from and be part of growing it ourselves.
Wonderful. And you also mentioned there was some children's chefs in here.
Yes, we have children's chefs.
How fun would that be? You know, little kids,
yes.
What they can relate to is maybe they can't relate to the grown-up, but maybe they can relate to another youth.
Well, exactly. What I love about the movement through the, I think everybody wants to be the culinary movement has crossed all generations and crossed all ages. So yeah, it's pretty, any time you turn on our food network stations, they're the junior chef, the chop chef, the home chef, all of those things, and really wanted to. So it's not just the moms, you know, now and knowing that with the junior chef. So on July 27th, there'll be several of our celebrity junior chefs visiting at the OC Fair. So make sure, if you're interested in seeing, and go to our website, ocfair.com, for those specific times and the bios on these individual junior chefs. Katrina, one of the programs I'm really excited about, speaking of teaching children and having to learn, this year it's new to the fair, is Kids Can Cook. So every day at the fair, several times a day, there is an area in Centennial Farm where children can be in the audience. About 8 children are selected from the audience to come up and work with our programmer and learn. I mean, we're actually taking some of the product from the Centennial Farm, which is just right outside there, and they're learning how to cook that. They've got blenders going. They're making things. The other day I went by and they were making smoothies. So teaching kids at a young age cooking can be fun. They're so adorable. I'm going to paint the picture. You can imagine being the lucky, one of the lucky 8 children that gets selected to come and be part of this demonstration. But we have big chef hats we put on them. They get an apron. They get engaged in this program. They leave with recipes. So not only do they have that experience and fun, but the people in the audience are learning, the families that are sitting there watching this demonstration. So not only the kids, maybe it'll inspire the kids to go home and want to be help mom in the kitchen more and be engaged about where their food comes from and how they can learn and try recipes. I think it's really, you know, I think food is a universal language of love and giving back, and how do we, everyone can relate to that, and I think we can really have a lot of educational and really get back to some of the roots of family moments with giving the kids in the kitchen.
How fun. You know, and sometimes I find it's easier to learn from somebody else than mom and dad, you know, and sometimes it's fun with mom and dad, but sometimes you get kids up there and they're having fun and they're learning, and it just is amazing, and a great venue for them, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. What a better backdrop than to have Kids Can Cook right in the middle of our own Centennial Farm, which is 3-acre year-round working farm. What a better venue for them to get inspired to not only cook, but maybe as they're walking through the planted raised beds and can see the crops, they get something that motivates them. Mom, let's go home. Or Dad, let's go home and plant something in our own backyard so that we can, you know, I was out there this morning. One of our new programs this year is a give back to the community. It's called OC Fair Kids Club. We're bringing children from all around Orange County from underserved areas that may not be able to afford to come to the fair or have the opportunity. We're serving over 1,000 kids this year at the fair. I'm so excited about that we were able to have this give back. I just greeted some of those children this morning, and their eyes, they were just, what's this? And they were looking at the hot peppers and the tomatoes, which are in full bloom and ready to be picked. And it was just so, I just got such a great joy out of knowing that these kids who have never probably even seen a tomato plant, realizing and having some of the chaperones and our fair docents out there this morning talking to them about this tomato and the crops, and they were just mesmerized. And to keep little kids like that, you know, junior high and elementary school, they were listening attentively to every word that our farm docent was talking about as they were taking a tour in Centennial Farm.
Now, let me ask you a question. A lot of people have been to this fair, and some people haven't, and some people haven't been to something called Centennial Farms.
Yes.
Can you tell us what is Centennial Farms?
I'd love to. Centennial Farm is open year-round. Centennial Farm is a 3-acre working farm. Over the course of the year, we have school tours. We'll bring over 100,000 children through Centennial Farm through a course of a year. In addition to that, it is open just about every day, and you can come open to the public. There is no charge, and you can just take the kids on the strollers. Not only do we have the raised beds of all of the indigenous crops of California, which we know we can just about grow anything in California, as well as our animals, our fair friends, the animals, baby pigs being born. We also like to ask our listeners, go visit our website, ocfair.com. We just, in time for the fair, launched our new pig cam.
Oh, and my gosh. You guys have to go listen to this, see this pig cam. It is the cutest thing. Could you give them the website again?
ocfair.com, and click on Centennial Farm, and you'll see the icon for the pig cam.
And it's adorable. What a great thing. Show your kids. Now, the Centennial Farm, it's open during the fair, and it's open all year round, too?
Yes, the Centennial Farm is open during the OC Fair as well as year round. A lot of special programming, as we've been talking, kids can cook and different other. We also, at the part of Centennial Farm, people that have submitted their entries for produce and vegetables are all on display those winters. So not only can you see the crops being grown, but you also see members of our community that have brought their own tomatoes or squash or cucumbers in to be judged and prize winning. I got the cutest email last week from a mom and her little boy. They looks like they had had some raised beds in their backyard, and the little boy was about 5 and was in the wheelbarrow along with all the tomatoes and some of the things that he was going to bring to the fair to be judged. So, boy, if that's not an agriculture connection, what is? So,
get them young, right?
Absolutely, get them young.
Now, what I find is amazing is when you start walking through this 3-acre farm, mm-hmm. which 3 acres does not sound like a whole heck of a lot, but especially here in Orange County,
absolutely.
It is a lot, and the way you guys have organized it and developed it, it mm-hmm. produces a lot. So when you're walking through there, I personally get a feeling that I'm someplace else, that it's just like, wow, this is a connection to where our food comes from and the way our ancestors farmed for many, mm-hmm. many years. And when you see children walking through that, it's amazing because I personally look at them and they're in awe. You know, they're in awe. And they don't know how things are grown. And here's a lot of things that are just growing and beautiful. And it's a neat connection for them.
You know, it is. In addition to that, we have a Millennium Barn, and inside Millennium Barn we do milking demonstrations. So what a fun way to teach children that milk doesn't come in a box in the back of Safeway or your local grocery store, that they actually get to see that milking demonstration. I've never seen kindergartners, when they're on the school tours, sit quieter when they're watching that milking demonstration. They are truly mesmerized by that whole process and asking the questions and being engaged to that. So the way we're able to, even through those school tours, the children that are seeing these agriculture experiences to go back and then make that connection. And our teachers also stay connected. So not only do they come out and come to these school field trips, but then they're using the farm. They use the farm and talk about all of their experiences in relation to math or regions or things like that. So it's a year-round connection these kids are having to learn about agriculture, culminated with a tour and a visit to Centennial Farm.
Wow, I could go in 2 different directions right now. You got me thinking.
Right.
You know, with children at the farm right now, the fair's going on.
Right.
So I would assume they're not doing, are they doing school classes?
No, the school tours only happen during the school year, correct.
Okay. So that happens during the school year, and we'll be talking a little bit about year-round programming
Absolutely.
A little later. So right now at the farm, at the Centennial Farm, they could still go on tours. Or
no.
How does that work? They can go and visit different venues in there? Or tell me, what can you see right now?
As you come into the OC Fair, we do have some docents there that will talk about the different crops and the animals. Mm-hmm. But it's really self-guided.
Self-guided.
And there's so much great signage. So when you're standing in front of a tomato plant or the avocado tree, you know, we provide such great tutorial signage. So it's really self-guided. But you certainly navigate your way, and you know, we go through the baby pigs, we've got chickens, we've got baby goats, we've got Hoss and Howie, our new oxen team that came to us last fall from Colorado. So and kids are pretty impressed when they can see an oxen that weighs 3,000 pounds and just literally be right there at the pen learning about these great animals.
So people could take their time walking through.
Absolutely.
And if you found something that's absolutely amazing, you get to sit mm-hmm. there and be with whatever that venue is and take as much time as you want and have your kids watch the chickens or the oxen or what are the pigs.
Absolutely.
And
parents do that. There's you know, there's some benches and resting areas, but they just spend a lot of time just slowly taking in everything that Centennial Farm has to offer.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for describing that.
Oh, great. We hope we describe it enough that all of our listeners today are going to say, I've got to get out there and either come to the OC Fair or come and visit us outside of the fair time when we're open for all of our other year-round great activities.
You know, Kathy, could you give your website out again?
OCFair.com.
And I've been on it. It's very easy to use.
Good.
You could click and find out whatever's interesting for you and hours of operation and what
mm-hmm.
they have and directions and everything.
Absolutely.
And the pig cam.
Yep, don't forget that pig cam.
Pig cam's adorable.
It's pretty darn cute.
And tell me some more things that are going on at the fair right now.
We're also, this year is the first year for Heroes Hall. It is our new Veterans Museum dedicated to telling the stories of veterans through veterans' eyes. It was a former barracks building. I mentioned earlier that this our grounds were once the Santa Ana Air Base. Well, by some sort of luck or fate, one of those barracks managed to be saved. And about 3 years ago, our board took on the project and passion of creating a home for veterans. So it's open year-round, and it is a two-story building. The first floor will be a traveling exhibit, so twice a year we will have a new exhibit for folks to come and visit and learn about stories associated with some of the wars, things like that. Our inaugural exhibit right now is called The Things They Carried. It's quite fascinating. Fairgoers, or for that matter, anyone coming, can go in and you can lift up the knapsack, which is pretty darn heavy. I can't imagine carrying that. An actual replica of what some of the artillery was. So it's really pretty surreal, if you would, to tell the stories. And that was the intent of that. This museum was a place for veterans, for the veterans themselves as well as just the rest of the community, could come out. Veterans can tell their stories. People learn that, you know, freedom isn't free, and that was really the underlying message of how we do the programming there. Freedom isn't free. There's a cost to all of us for this, and we wanted to educate around that premise.
And when did that open?
It opened in February. One of the really exciting things to me is the recent installation of a storytelling booth, which is new this year, and as Kathy mentioned, this is the first time Heroes Hall is open for fairgoers. But it's very easy and not intimidating at all. Veterans or people who have stories of veterans to share can sit down in our storytelling booth, press a button, they'll be prompted through a few questions, and then we have this amazing video archive of this person's story, and we're sharing it through our YouTube channel. And it's amazing. It's really a wonderful addition to the museum, and it's on permanent loan.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
And as I said, anyone can share a story. It can be about a combat experience. It can be about something that happened after military service. It can be a story of friends and family. It can even be a story about an object. As Kathy mentioned, the exhibit we have is called The Things They Carried. And when people go into battle, the things that they keep with them are very meaningful. There's a reason that you keep something and that you carry something. And there are many veterans who are telling their stories for the first time. They've been very quiet, or they haven't had a venue where they felt that their stories would be listened to in a respectful way. So I'm very excited about this new storytelling booth.
That's exciting. Now, is that open? That's open during the fair?
Yes, absolutely.
Is there a fee to that?
No fee. That's all included in your admission price to the OC Fair.
This fair is very varied, isn't it?
It is very varied. That's a great word to talk about. You know, you're going to have your traditional fair things, and we all know. We have all of our favorite things we love to do at the OC Fair. We have the rides. We have the deep-fried food and the great exhibits and the education and all of the entertainment that we do. But these little gems are really for us to have community education and let the fairgoers know that these are educational assets that they can not only experience at fair time, but that they can come back and experience year-round, all year-round.
All year-round. So there's some things that are limited to the fair, you know, the rides and certain things, and there's some things that you'll have all year-round. And really what I wanted to do today is tell everybody that there's so much more than most of us think here. And if we take time to wander around and maybe look on your website before you come to see, maybe that would interest, you know, your family or my family or the kids. And the Veterans Hall, I've heard wonderful things about it. It's touched people's lives. It's wonderful for veterans. It's wonderful for families who've had, or for families of veterans. And it's a great place to teach the young people. And it's just, everything I've heard has just been wonderful. So if you guys have time, take some time. You might take a little more time than you thought once you get in there, and just, you know, go check it out, because if you haven't been there before, I understand it's something really, really special.
We're doing a really, I'm very excited about this activation during the OC Fair. So when you visit Heroes Hall, you can send a postcard to our active military men and women, as well as potentially veterans. The kids can come in and color. We've got a postcard that has a flag on it. They can color it. The adults, it's a postcard of Heroes Hall. They can put a message, and we're going to make sure we're going to make sure those get out to our active military folks. What a nice shout out from not only the OC Fair, but more importantly from Heroes Hall, letting them know that this great Veterans Museum exists and that they've got notes from people that are fans.
That's incredible. That was a stroke of brilliance. Yeah. Just that one right there, touching so many people, and you just don't know how you touch them.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. So tell me some more things that are going on at the fair.
Oh, gosh.
You can't forget about the animals. We love the animals. Yeah. Well, Kathy was talking about the animals that we have at Centennial Farm year-round, and kind of an insider's tip, we even have a peacock.
You have a peacock.
So that's kind of, if do a little scavenger hunt when you come to the fair and see if you can find the peacock.
Is it a male peacock or a female peacock?
There's a peacock and a peahen.
A peahen.
We have one of each. Right. Yes, very, very different looking, but that's a kind of a fun fact. We also have the Junior Livestock Auction coming up, and we have the 4-H and the FFA students that we support, and they come out here and they show their animals, and they learn so much. Talking about educational opportunities, they learn so much when they're raising these animals. They, of course, have to purchase the animal, purchase the feed, care for them every day, and then learn how to show them, learn how to put them in their best light in front of the judges. And the lucky ones get to be grand champions. Then they're auctioned off at the Junior Livestock Auction each year, which is a wonderful tradition. And as we were talking about before, very much gets back to the roots of agriculture and the roots of Orange County. And, of course, that's how county fairs came about, to bring the community together around agriculture, growing the best produce, or now even doing the best table setting.
You know, the 4-H is just a wonderful program. It's so nice that the OC Fair supports them in such a way. And if people don't know and are listening what 4-H is, Google it. Just Google it, check it out, because it might be something that your kids might be interested in or being able to explain to your kids. And I've known some families that have kids that are doing 4-H, and it's character building. You know, it teaches them responsibility. It teaches them how things work. And you know, I see a lot of these young people being wonderful young leaders, and so something to check out, and come on down here and do that. Now, right now, I just need to make a real quick a commercial presentation to let everybody know that we are listening to 88.9 FM in Irvine, and the opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the management of KUCI or the UC Board of Regents. For more information about this show, go to KUCI.org. Now, I know there are more critters out in there. Could you tell us more that are at the fair right now?
Well, there are a lot of fun things to see. Everyone loves the all-Alaskan racing pigs.
Oh, excuse me,
all Alaskan racing pigs. They are adorable, and the crowd cheers them on. You might be rooting for Harry Porker, maybe he's your favorite, to win the grand prize. And we also have the turkey stampede. We have a turkey stampede.
What is a turkey stampede?
In the show ring, after the Junior Livestock Auction ends, then we bring in the turkey stampede, and the turkeys chase around little piles of food that are in these like mini tractors and mini trucks that are remote controlled. And it's a crazy, funny show, because you start to question turkeys' intelligence when you watch that. You really do, because it's pretty funny. And the people who put on the show are hilarious. So we have kind of little animal shows, if you will. You can always, of course, come out and ride a pony.
For the kids.
They could come out and get on a good old-fashioned pony ride. We also have, I think I mentioned the Budweiser Clydesdales.
Oh, Clydesdales.
And they parade through the fairgrounds
Everybody, if you have not seen a Clydesdale, well, think of the Budweiser commercial. They're huge, they're elegant, and they're beautiful. And you have them here?
They come to the fair just about every year. They're very majestic animals. And when you see them walking through the fairgrounds, you really get a feeling just of their size and their power and their beauty. They're hugely popular.
When you say walking through the fairgrounds?
They parade through the fairgrounds once a day.
At 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock?
Every day. And as Terry was mentioning, the Clydesdales will be joining us August 2nd through the 13th with a daily parade. And I'll tell you, nothing like stopping and parting the OC Fair crowds. Everyone lines up all the lanes and just sits in with great anticipation waiting for those Clydesdales to parade through the fair.
Oh, my goodness. And what were the dates in that again?
The dates that you can come out and see the Clydesdales are August 2nd through the 13th.
Okay, everybody remember that. They're incredible. If you've not seen them up close, they're huge, beautiful animals and graceful at the same time. And so you actually get to be fairly close to them as they're walking through the crowd.
You bet. You're within feet of them, so you can see the whole team. You've got the Budweiser wagon, and there's even the Dalmatian.
A Dalmatian. How perfect is that? Oh my goodness! And what were you talking about? The Alaskan.
The all-Alaskan racing pigs. They have...
Okay, tell us a little bit about... I've never seen an all-Alaskan
It's really adorable.
Racing.
They have... The pigs are small. They're young. Yay big.
Yeah.
This works really well for radio.
They're about yay big. Bigger than football.
And they have little starting gates. They wear little racing vests with different colors and their numbers on them. And they run around... try and win the prize, and they get a treat at the end, and then the crowds go crazy cheering for them. You have to get there early. That's another insider's tip. Get there early for the pig races.
What time are the pig races?
There is a different schedule every day, so you want to check that on ocfair.com or pick up your handy daily schedule when you walk in the door or walk in the gate here at the fairgrounds. It's every 2 hours, usually.
Is it every day at the fair?
It's every day, but the hours vary slightly on weekdays and weekends. So you want to make sure you don't miss that and get there early so you can get a seat in the shade.
Oh, seat in the shade. This is good. Oh, wow, so many animals. Do we have any other critters here?
We have the oxen, of course, our wonderful, and speaking of powerful and majestic animals, we have our team of Haas and Howie. Kathy mentioned that they're new. And we also have a resident ox who... was part of another team, but he is still here. His name is Patches, and he is huge, and he is my favorite animal on the fairgrounds.
Somebody else told me about Patches. What is it about Patches?
He's amazing. He's beautiful.
How
he's extremely huge. 3,000 pounds?
Yeah, her hands are going out really wide. Now, how tall would you say this critter is?
His shoulders are probably more than 6 feet tall. He's as tall as his drovers. The people who are trained here and our volunteer docents, they handle our oxen.
We're talking big, 6 foot.
And I have a fun fair fact.
Tell me.
Ox is a job, not a species or a breed. A large working bovine who is trained to perform certain tasks becomes an ox.
An ox. And do they perform any task here at the fairgrounds?
We do demonstrations. Yeah, their job, they're animal educators here. That's their main job. Most of the animals here at our farm are. They're on display. They're living a real farm life. And another fun fact is we're expecting baby pigs. Yes.
Oh, now will we have a pig cam for that? Or?
They will be on the pig cam, probably not in the maternity ward, but probably when we move them over a little bit. They're due on the 25th of July.
Wow, so there could be new babies at the fair.
There will be new baby pigs during the fair. So you want to definitely stop by and check out the baby pigs.
Now, when mommy has them, will they be in an incubator for a while, or by them? Will you be able to see the new ones, be able to view, or...
Yes,
give them a few days of rest before.
Yeah, lots of times, depending on how everything goes, because it's a real farm with real animals, sometimes we'll close off the maternity ward and have the mom have a little bit of privacy and kind of settle in a bit, and then it'll be open and they'll be on display.
Oh, how sweet, baby pigs. Oh,
they're adorable.
Now, you also have chickens here?
Oh, we have chickens and baby chicks, and we have roosters. We also have rabbits. Kathy mentioned the goats. We have dairy goats, and we have some Angora goats that are curly-haired. They're beautiful. They look almost like sheep. And, of course, we have sheep, and we have cows.
And so when people are strolling through the fair, these are open during the daytime. They're in their stalls or whatever they are, and you can go and visit and look mm-hmm. and watch, and right. you probably have little signs up telling what they are and a little history of them? Or
we do over at Centennial Farm. We okay. do have the signs that educate the public. Ben, if you go over to the livestock area, that's where you see the animals that were raised by the 4-H and the FFA students. And lots of the students sit in the barns, and so you can walk up and talk to them about their experiences raising their animals. So that's I actually enjoy doing that as well. And people are very excited. We have a dromedary dairy. We have a camel dairy also during the fair.
Well,
and
I say that one more time.
We have a camel dairy.
What is a camel dairy?
We have camels that are actually...
You have camels.
They come in... They come in... They come in...
They've been holding out on us. You have camels.
They come and visit us during the fair, and we learn about the health benefits of camel milk, how it's a very, anti-allergic sort of thing. I'm sure I'm saying that incorrectly, but it's very interesting to see them.
And so how many camels do we have here?
A handful, at least two or three camels.
And then in the petting zoo, we have quite a variety as well. There's a wallaby
Just come for the petting zoo.
I will.
Bring your family, the petting zoo. How much fun. Tell us about the petting zoo.
It's adorable. I mentioned the wallaby. I was actually petting the wallaby the other day. It's a very dense animal, but so exotic and interesting to be able to touch them. There are deer. There are baby pigs. There are lambs. The goats might eat your clothes, so kind of keep an eye on those goats. But they're very bouncy and adorable. There's a mini horse in the petting zoo. Goodness, it's wonderful.
And is that open every day?
It is open every day.
Is there certain hours to the petting zoo, or is it open?
It's open during the fair hours. It's by the green gate.
By the green gate. There is so much to do here.
And we haven't even talked about rides and food, which is what most people think the fair's about, right?
Oh, my goodness.
So you can see why people have to come twice or maybe more to the OC Fair, just to take in all of everything we've been talking about. But as Terry said, we haven't even been talking about all of the entertainment. And, for those folks, it's still not too late to get a super pass. Pay one price, and you get in every single day. We still have those on sale. So
and
that's
if you're interested
bargain.
In that, you can go to their website.
Go to the website.
Check out the Super Fair. They're very, very reasonable. Mm-hmm. Just check it out, and you can check out the cost of admittance and into the fair. And oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm still stuck on that petting zoo. You could come here. I know I could spend a lot of time.
We'll take you over on the way out.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun. And there's so much to do here, and we haven't even talked about the rides or the food or the other things that most people know about the fair.
Absolutely.
Well-known hidden secrets of the OC Fair that we're talking about today. Oh, get your kids out. It's a completely different experience. I mean, you could probably spend a whole day with just the animals and the agriculture and the demos and all that, and then another whole day doing the normal fair rides, food kind of thing.
Well, and as we're talking, we didn't even touch on our exhibit buildings. We have a very robust visual arts program where not only we have professional categories that enter on all mediums, or we have youth as well that participate. So what a great way to get, and they're judged, and then they're all on display. So that's in one of those, that's in one of our buildings as well. Our visual arts program.
And what is, for our listening audience, what is visual arts program here?
Visual arts would be, include, there's woodworking, so people make beautiful things. There's, I believe, a scroll saw category, and if you've never seen anything made out of a scroll saw, in fact, I have to brag a little bit, this beautiful butterfly on my desk is made all of those pieces. It's where you take a piece of wood and you make many pieces fit together. My dad and my stepmom actually made that. They don't live here, but scroll sawing is a very popular way to not make decorative, to make art. So we actually have the Scroll Saw Association that's doing demonstrations.
And what she's showing here is this beautiful butterfly sitting on her table that is of many different colors, and it looks like different types of wood
exactly.
that have been pieced together to create, I think it looks like a monarch, but mm-hmm. create a beautiful butterfly, and it's in a box, but it's the shape of a butterfly. And so it's a lot of what people are learning how to do here and showing their skills.
Showing absolutely.
Their skills. Okay.
The other thing in visual art, we have the photography category. There's watercolors, oils, any of the mediums that you would have in a traditional art studio. And we not only have the professional categories, because certainly we want to make sure the professionals get judged accordingly, but we have all various categories of youth. So they can start entering their art projects and in the fair, in our visual arts program.
So this would be something good for people to bring their kids to also, so they could see what other children are doing. So there's something for children, there's something for adults, and perhaps motivate your children that that might be something that they want to do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Give them, mom and dad, it's giving you some ideas what to do with the kids. What? Yeah. And you have other, you said you only we've only seen one building?
That's the visual arts are, they're all in one building. Next to that is OC Promenade. We've talked a lot about what our culinary programs. Most of the programming from the stage performances from our chocolatier who's doing demonstrations, we didn't even talk about that. I'm going to turn that over. I'm going to put Terry on the spot. I can't pronounce his name.
Stefan Trion.
Yes.
He has a patisserie in Costa Mesa, and he's making these wonderful items that are for sale, gelato macarons. They are wonderful, and he creates beautiful, elaborate chocolate sculptures, and I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing what he's got at his booth at the fair this year. We also have a lot of focus on farm to fork.
Tell me a little bit about that. What does that mean?
Everybody loves the fresh food movement, and we talked about wanting to know where your food comes from. So a lot of our chefs are focusing their demonstrations in that culinary arts building on farm fresh food. And we're looking forward to seeing our fairgoers getting very excited about that and being inspired to go home and to take things from their garden or from the farmer's market or the produce section and create beautiful meals for their family. And I love what we were talking about before, is the idea of getting children involved in meal preparation, because when they do that, they are incentivized to taste and to try and to experiment. And when we help them understand where their food comes from, give them a way to make something, get the family involved, that's a wonderful experience.
Now, will that be going on every day during the fair? Or is
yes.
it certain days?
Yes, we have...
Again,
please go to ocfair.com to see the full array. I think that the culinary team did a fantastic job this year pulling together. You can go in and you can learn how to make a farm fresh cocktail.
Wow.
You can even do that.
Older kids.
Yeah.
Over 21 kids. Yes.
Yeah, speaking of over 21 kids, the Wine Society is here with us at the fair.
Yes,
well, something for everybody.
The Wine Society is operated in an area called the Courtyard, and they've been a partner with the OC Fair for over 40 years, and we have a sanctioned California wine-only competition, and they publish all of the winners of those California wines, so not only you can actually go into the Courtyard area and purchase glasses of wine that have won the gold, silver, bronze medals from California wines. So, and they also, what's very nice, not only can you do the tasting, but they as well incorporate education. So they have various wine tastings, wine and food pairing opportunities. So just look at the OC Fair website for the times when those different educational programs about wine and food and pairings and what will be in the Wine Courtyard.
Well, talk about a multifaceted event. This fair seems to have something for everybody and of every
age. We'd love to say that.
Absolutely.
True. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Whoever you are and whatever age you are and whatever you're looking for, there's something here that could appeal to you. Mm-hmm. Check out the website.
Yes. We have entertainment in the Pacific Amphitheater. 23 days of entertainment. Those are additional fee for that ticket's purchase, but when you do buy a ticket to an event in the Pacific Amphitheater, it does include the free fair admission. We haven't even talked about the action sports arena. My goodness, you want to talk about diverse action going on there. The action sports arena does have a section of reserve seats, but there's also a section of seats in there that you can attend those events, first come, first serve.
And what kind of events are there?
Well,
when you say action.
Well, anything from this year, we're bringing on full Knights of Valor, full contest jousting. So we'll have that for 5 days. I believe that starts this week. Terry's shaking her head, yes. So for 5 days, the Knights of Valor will be doing performances and demonstrations on jousting, full jousting. In addition, we do, if you're a demolition fan, we do all kinds. We have a motorhome demolition derby. We have this year we've added a minivan. So you soccer moms, if you want to donate that minivan, you're done with it, bring it on in. We'll be a minivan demolition derby.
Wow. Well, and you can find out what days they're doing what on your website.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we keep sending you back to the website because there's just so much to tell you.
Exactly.
And then also, if you can't remember all this, look at OC Fair, or you can Google Master Gardeners of Orange County. Mm-hmm. We're going to replay this on. We'll have it on our podcast, so you'll be able to hear that. But the OC website again,
OCFair.com,
and just go check it out because there's a lot going on at this fair. Now we have about 10 minutes left. Mm-hmm. What can we talk about in the last 10 minutes? First, while you're thinking about that, I've been to 2 concerts so far, and one, I love the concert venue. Those are pay-for-venue. You can check those out on the website. And one thing I loved about it is every seat is great. You know, every seat in that is, and they're wonderful concerts, and every seat is great, and it's just a wonderful venue. So I personally have been to that, and I'm just thoroughly enjoying that. So thank you for hosting that this year.
You bet.
Yeah. So with 10 minutes left, how are we going to wrap up everything?
Well, since the fair is happening, since the OC Fair is happening, we'd be remiss not to just tease our listeners a little bit to all the new things happening this year at the OC Fair. One of our new rides this year is Le Grand XL, and I mean like X and an L extra large. The Le Grand wheel is one of the largest observation wheels in the Western Hemisphere. It has 36 cabins, and believe it or not, they're air-conditioned. How about that? The cabins are air-conditioned, and the whole cabin itself is glass. So when you're up in this observation wheel, you get a panoramic view of Orange County. It is spectacular, spectacular at night to not only look over all of the fair, you can see over the entire OC Fair, but you can also see out way across Orange County. So that's new this year.
Exciting.
And for our OC Fair fans that love and wait like I do every year for all of the new exciting fair food, some of the new fair food this year, we have deep-fried ravioli on a stick, because, you know, it's got to be deep-fried and somehow on a stick, if possible, at a fair. We have, for a healthier side, Mom will be happy. It will satisfy both your fried food and your healthy Brussels, bacon-wrapped Brussels sprouts. I haven't tried those yet.
They're my
Terry,
favorite so
okay,
far.
So we might
okay, how go. Can you go wrong with
anything Brussels sprouts? So,
and bacon, yeah.
All right, Terry, that's on my list to get out to try those. And then for the sweeter side, we have many, many new things, but one in particular is a gelato ice cream sandwich. So how can you not like all of the great fair food?
Oh, sounds wonderful. So it sounds like there definitely is something for everybody at the OC Fair this year.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about, we transform these 150 acres for 23 days where 1.4 million people come, very diverse from entertainment to education, experiential, you know, and families come and you can spend the entire day and still not see everything. So we encourage you to come multiple times.
And get the season pass, so to speak.
It's called the Super Pass. And like I said, it still is available for sale. Visit theocfair.com for more information. You know, one of the things as being the Orange County Fair that's very important to us is to make sure that there's ways to save every day. I encourage you to go to our website. We've got a new promotion this year. It's called Best Deal Ever on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 1. It is half price admission, and it takes half the amount of tickets to ride on the carnival ride. So don't miss that opportunity to be part of the Best Deal Ever. That happens from 11 to 1 every Saturday and Sunday. We've been for a number of years giving back, and our community give back is We Care Wednesday. In fact, this Wednesday, if you want to come out to the fair from noon to 3, the donation that goes to a local nonprofit, I believe, is in at 5 non-perishable food items. And each week that changes through the fair. Sometimes it might be clothing or school supplies, things like that. So we really love being able to give back to our community through those donations. And some of the food banks really rely on these donations to help fill their shelves. So we appreciate the community coming out and supporting that. By bringing the donation items, you also get a free admission ticket to the fair. So everyone wins.
You know, Kathy, one of the things I've heard about you is you are about giving back. And you have found ways to give back through this fair to the community, to the people of the community, and to make it where people can attend this fair and have a good time. And so it's just wonderful. So just check, you know, we all come from different economic backgrounds, mm-hmm. and you've tried to ease the way for a lot of people, and I want to thank you for that, because it means a lot to so many. And what you're doing is you're also helping so many other people mm-hmm. with these give backs that you're doing.
Well, Katrina, thank you for those kind words. It's very important to all of us, from our board of directors to our entire staff. This is a community asset, and we do produce the annual OC Fair every year. We provide year-round opportunities and education in doing that, but we really want our listeners to understand that this is their fair. This is their fairgrounds. How can they come and utilize the assets that we have, from Centennial Farm to Heroes Hall? We didn't even talk about one of our other youth give backs, Imaginology. We do, it's usually the third weekend in April. It's a free event for members of the community to come out and learn about STEM, the education, science, technology, engineering, and math. And, of course, we've added A for the arts. Very hands-on, interactive. So you can see, not only do we produce we're actually the second largest fair in California, and the second largest fair in the U or the eighth, I'm sorry, second largest fair in California and the eighth in the United States. So in addition to doing that, we provide over 150 events year-round, and we operate these great educational assets, community assets, Centennial Farm, now newly added Heroes Hall, and we will be unveiling, it is open now, but we've got a monument and an exhibit dedicated to the Agriculture Workers Memorial that we will be doing a dedication in late August for. So really trying to be part of that educational community give back.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, we didn't even get to talk today about all the things that happen when the fair is not going on.
Yes.
Perhaps another time that we could talk about this?
Love to do that.
Because
love to come back.
Because there's so much, and I'd love to be able to talk about it more now, but we really don't have that much more time to do it. But they could find out about on the website, too, can't they?
Absolutely. Anything and everything you want to know about the OC Fair and everything we're doing year-round can be found on. And I just have to give a plug for our team. We just launched this brand-new website right before fair, so excited that you have visited it and have talked about how easy it is to navigate and all the great information. So we want to continue to make sure that information is readily available and folks can not only learn and get excited from visiting the website so that they decide that they need to come over and see us.
That would be great. Now, we have probably 2 to 3 minutes we could use. Is there anything you want to tantalize our listening audience with for the future?
Oh.
That maybe is not going on now or is going on now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of the things, you know, you talk about getting to and from the OC Fair, it's a great value, but why would you not want to leave the driving to someone else? On Saturdays and Sundays, OC Fair Express, from 9 different locations in Orange County, it's a very reduced rate to ride the OC Fair Express, and you get a deeply discounted fare admission ticket.
Really?
Absolutely.
Nine different locations all over.
It's a park and ride situation at 9 different locations. And as the name said, the OC Fair Express, they take you from that parking location directly. There are no stops along the way.
That is sweet. And where do they drop you off here?
They drop us off at Yellow Gate. So it's literally door to door, and they run throughout the day. So
door to door, no hassles with parking.
No hassles with parking. No traffic. Door to door.
They're picking you up at some parking lot, one of 9 parking lots across Orange County, and delivering you right to the fair.
To the front door, Yellow Gate.
And you don't have to worry about parking or shuttling or any of that?
Absolutely not.
One of the best deals around.
Yes, and when you say deals, is there a nominal cost for that?
Very, very low cost. And then you get a very low cost coupon to enter the fair.
And people could find out about that on the website? Where would they look like on the
OCFair.com.
Is there a, what would they click on there to find out about that?
They can click on deals and promotions, and then we also have a link that will take you directly to information about that. It's OCFairExpress.com.
Well, ladies, I am ready to go to the fair now. I want to thank both of you. You know, Terry, thank you so much, and Kathy, thank you so much for taking both your time and your energy to explain and to share. And I hope we've tantalized the audience a bit, and hopefully everybody will find out there's something for everybody. And whoever you might be, there's something here. The price is great. It's a community asset, and it's ours, and we should all go and enjoy it. And I thank you both very much for being here this week. Thank you.
Our pleasure. As we talked about, it's 23 days of fun at the OC Fair. Please come out and see us. If you're not able to make the OC Fair, we are open year-round. You know, come and see Heroes Hall. Come and see Centennial Farm. And come to an event that we host after we close the fair. But, OCFair.com. Come
check
and
it
see
out.
Us. July 14th through August 13th, 23 days of we're the funnest thing in OC, we promise.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you both.